Today is Rosh Chodesh, as you're probably aware. If not, you may want to repeat Shemoneh Esrei right now. yesterday I was at Rabbi Shai Shechter's house, and he lent me this sefer because it relates to a shaila that we were discussing called Tal LeBracha. This sefer was written by Rami Rachman Barachyahu. He is the Rav of Talmon. Pictured on the cover of the sefer is the community of Talmon, and that's the community where the Sha'er family is from. So he became close with the Sha'er family. So the rabbi of the community gave him this sefer. So I was flipping through the sefer. Very beautiful. It's like a shaila and tshuva sefer of shailas that come up in a yishuv. So if you're the rav of a yishuv, which not surprisingly are very similar to shailas that come up anywhere in any shul or in anything. So he has very interesting things, and he has a very organized, very beautifully written shailas and tshuvas. So he has a discussion related to Rosh Chodesh that comes up in most shuls, and that is, if you have an avel in shul who normally davens for the amud every single day, should he daven for the amud on Rosh Chodesh? So I thought that's a good topic to discuss for a few moments. The Maril in a tshuva in Simul Chav Beis writes, Vahadin im maharig shahora Shelo ya'avar ha'avel lifnei ha'teva b'boker be'eis halal, that an avel should not daven for the amud at the time of halal in the morning of Rosh Chodesh, ki ha'kahal b'simcha kimo shabbosos yom tovim. And the reason you shouldn't do that is because the kihila, the rest of the tzibur, is experiencing simcha just like they experience on Shabbos and Yontiv, and therefore the avel shouldn't lead the halal. He shouldn't daven for the amud for the halal, because it will take away from the simcha when you have an avel leading the davening. Now, the implication of the Maharil is, it's pretty explicit actually, it's not even implicit, is that an avel shouldn't daven on Shabbos and Yontiv either, because the whole tzibur is b'simcha, and he's going to bring down the simcha by davening. And the Ramah sounds that way. The Ramah in Yerodeh Simshinai and Vav writes, Ha'avelim omrim kaddish afil b'shabbos yom tov. Avelim do say kaddish on Shabbos yom tov. Avalo nagu l'spalo b'shabbos yom tov. Avel b'shein iser b'davar. Even though it's not usher to have an avel daven for the amud, the minig is that an avel doesn't daven for the amud on Shabbos yom tov. And the Shach over there, Sivkat Nyo Dalid, quotes as the source of the Ramah that Maril. And the Shach adds that minig is not only true on the Shalosh Regalim, Yom Noraim as well. Yom Noraim is also a time of a certain level of simcha, and an avel should therefore not daven for the amud. What does someone do? He relies on it for parnasa. He gets paid thousands of dollars daven for the amud in some big shul in Yom Noraim when he's in a year of avelus. So it's a shaila. It's a shaila whether he should continue to daven for the amud when he is when he's in avel. However, there is a tshuva sefer called Meir Nesivim. In the tshuva's Meir Nesivim Simon Pei, he tainas that the Ramah is not at all based on that Maril, and in fact the Ramah is based on the tshuva's Binyamin Ze'ev and Simon Kuf Samach Aleph. And the way we know that the Ramah is based on a different tshuva, tshuva's Binyamin Ze'ev, is because if you look in the Darkei Moshe, Shinayin Vav Sivkat and Tes, which is the basis for what the Ramah says, the Ramah quotes the Tshuvas Binyamin Ze'ev, and the Ramah writes, Ha'olam choshvim shalameis lo yoil kol kach ha'kadosh ha'atvila b'shabbos. People are under the impression that it doesn't really do much good to the mace to daven for the amud or say kaddish on Shabbos. Ve'ein okein. But people are wrong when they think that. Shehein hakaddish vehein atfila b'Shabbos mo'ilim. It helps. It works to say kaddish on Shabbos. It works to daven for the amud on Shabbos. All of these things work. So l'chora it's a stir on the Ramah. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe says, good, daven for the amud on Shabbos and Yontif, even when you're in avel. But then Shulchan Aruch says, no, the minhag is not to daven for the amud when on Shabbos and Yontif when you're in avel. So which is it? So what the Ramah must have meant when he said, lo nagu l'spalel, says the Tshuvas Meir Nesivim, is not that there's any isser in being mispalel, nor that there's even really a binding minhag not to be mispalel. What he meant when he said lo nagu is that people, because of a mistaken impression that they have in their heads, which is totally wrong, have taken upon themselves the practice of not davening for the amud when they're in avel on Shabbos and Yontif. But it's wrong! It's incorrect. That's what he means by lo nagu. That people took this practice, not to be knowing this way, not to be knowing to daven, but it's really not correct. There's nothing wrong with davening. And therefore, says the Meir Nesivim, in a place where the minig is that the Avel davens on Shabbos and Yontif, leave that minig, it's totally fine. You're allowed to let that minig be. There's nothing wrong with it. However, and therefore it would turn out that if you have a guy who has a shteller where he davens every year, Yom Noraim, or a guy who's a very good Baal Tefillah and likes to daven Shalosh Regalim, and he happens to be in the year of Avelus, according to that Meir Nesivim, no problem, let it be, that's totally fine. However, it seems that the majority of Achronim understood the Ramah the first way, not the second way. The majority of Achronim seem to understand that the Ramah is in fact telling us that the better minhag is not to daven when he's in Avel on Yom Noraim, on the Shalosh Regalim and the Yom Noraim. Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim Tavkuf Be'alv Zivkat and Dalid uses even a lashon of Isser, that it's not permitted, and he includes tefillos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well in that Isser based on that Shach, and that's what seems like the Pashut reading of the Ma'aril, as we mentioned before. Not only that, the Eliyahu Rabbi in Siman Tavkuf Pei Beis and the Nod B'Yudah Ma'adura Kamar Chaim Siman Lamed Beis sound like one should not veer from the minhag that's mentioned in the Ramah, because it's not, the reason for the minhag is not whether the tefillah on Shabbos is going to help for the mace or not help for the mace. The tefillah, of course, will help for the mace. Doesn't make a difference. Shabbos, Yantav, tefillah, of course, help. But the reason that Ramah says not to be knowing that way is not because of the Avel, it's because about everybody else. Is he doesn't want to bring down the simcha. Everyone else is experiencing simcha, so someone who can't be with a full simcha shouldn't be leading the charge when everyone else is trying to feel a full sense of simcha. So it's not a stira. The Ramah in Darkei Moshe was saying people are under the mistaken impression that their tefillos won't help. No, that's a mistake. Your tefillos will always help. It will always be good for the mace. Kaddish on Shabbos, Kaddish on Yontif, davening for the Yom Shabbos, will always help. Doesn't mean you should do it, though. Because you don't only think about yourself and you don't only think about the Niftar. You got to think about the whole Tzibur. So that's what Raman Shulchan Aruch is saying. From the Tzibur's perspective, they're trying to be b'simcha and you're ruining their simcha by leading them if the person is an Avel. What about Rosh Chodesh? So in the Eliyahu Rabbah, he writes, in the name of Agos Maimonios, an Eidos about the Maram. That when the Maram was an Avel, he davened Shachris of Rosh Chodesh until Hallel, and many shuls have this minhag, and then from Hallel and on, and Musaf was another Shliach Tzibur, someone else got up to daven. He would only go until Hallel. That was his minhag. So based on that, the Eliyahu Rabbah says, nearly, Dibrosh Chodesh Mutter Lispal Mincha Mariv. That if you want to daven Mincha Mariv, the Avel wants to daven Mincha Mariv Rosh Chodesh, no problem with that. It's only the festive davening of Hallel that the Maril was talking about that would be a problem. The Chayyadim quotes this, and the Chayyadim just adds, Ukumiduma Shagra Lo Hayamaniach Lispal Afilu Shachris Rosh Chodesh. Chayyadim was a Mechutin of the Gra, not really, but he was almost the Mechutin of the Gra, so he used to claim to be a Mechutin of the Gra. I think Chayyadim's son was married to the Gra's granddaughter, something like that. So the Chayyadim says that the Mechutin wouldn't let an Avel even daven Shachris on Rosh Chodesh. The Efshar says the Chayyadim, Shalav Davka B'tfilah Shachris, Shalav Chodesh, Shalav Gam B'tfilah Arvitz, B'tfilah Mincha. He said it could be that it's not just B'tfilah Shachris that the Gra wouldn't allow, Marav and Mincha also he wouldn't allow for an Avel to daven on Rosh Chodesh. And the Mishabura quotes his Chayyadim, Tavkuf Pe'al, Sivkat Nezayin. But, nevertheless, on other days that have some moderate level of simcha, you know, the no tachlin days that they throw in, like during Chodesh Nisan, or for those who have the minhag after Sukkot until Rosh Chodesh, not to say tachlin, those days for sure, Novel Gav. That's not a question of taking down the level of simcha. So, bottom line is, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, and Rosh Chodesh, the Ramah sounds like he's saying the simple reading of the Ramah is the better minhag is that the Avel should not daven. However, when we talk about Rosh Chodesh might only mean Hallel. It might not mean the rest of davening, and even if it does mean the rest of davening, it may not mean the rest of the tfilos of Rosh Chodesh, the Mincha Marv. That is a discussion in the Achronim. And of course, you also have this one Shita that the Ramah never really meant to say that it's a problem in the first place, but generally speaking, we try to be mocking. What about other things? What about reading Megillah? What about blowing shofar? What about davening on Chanukah? Does Novel do those things? So the Maril writes, that an Avel should not read the Megillah B'tzibur. He shouldn't be Motzi the Tzibur because it's a time of Simcha, and you don't want to fulfill this mitzvah of Simcha with an Avel. The Ramah in the Tshuva, in Shas Tshuvas Ramah, Simin Mem Gimel, quoted by the Taz in Taf Reish Ayin Aleph, Sivkat and Ches, says that an Avel is allowed to daven for the Yom of Chanukah, as long as on the first night someone else makes a bracha on the Neros. See, apparently the assumption was whoever would daven Marv for the Amud would also light the candles in Shul. And the lighting, the public lighting of the Ner Chanukah, that itself is considered to be something associated with Simcha. If that's not the minug, in many shuls the minug is the kid does it. So if that's not the minug that the Shliach Tzibur does, then there would be no problem with the Avel davening on Chanukah. In Gesher HaChaim, Perach of Gimel, Siv Dalet Ozayin, the authoritative Sefer on Hilchos Avelus from Rav Yechiel Michal Tukachinsky, he writes in the name of the Aderes that you can't compare Mikra Megillah to Hadlakas Ner Chanukah in Shul. He says, Ner Chanukah, the brachas purely for the sake of Persume Nisa, the Avel's not being Yotzei anything, the whole thing is purely an act of Simcha. So that, you understand, an Avel shouldn't do. But Mikra Megillah, says the Gesher HaChaim in the name of the Aderes, well, the Avel needs to do the mitzvah himself also. He also has to have a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So wouldn't it be so bad? We should be matir the Avel to read the Megillah B'tzibur. And many Achronim agree to that distinction. The Minchas Elazar in the Tshuva, the Yalkut Yosef, many Achronim agree to that distinction. And Nafkamina would be, what about Tkiyas Shofar? If you're going to say that the Avel, anytime the Avel wants to be Yotzei the mitzvah himself, even if it's a very exciting mitzvah and people look forward to it all year, whatever, but if he needs to be Yotzei the mitzvah himself, that's automatically going to make it okay, then he would be allowed to blow the shofar for the tzibur. In fact, that's how the Shach writes in Yerodea over there, and that's how that's what it seems from the Darkei Moshe, that's what the Taz writes in Tavkuf Be'al, Sivkat and Gimel, Machsa Shekel, Elia Rabba, many others. However, some say that an Avel can only blow shofar if there's nobody else. That's how the Magen Avraham seems to understand. That when we say that an Avel is allowed to blow shofar, it's only if there's no one else who is qualified to do so. Usually that's not the case. It's not an issue of that he's the only one qualified, it's an issue of I've been doing it for all these years, I don't want to give it up. That's usually what the situation, at least in larger communities, because blowing shofar is not that challenging. That there are so few people who know how to do it. Usually, the issue is that there's that a person's not interested in giving it up. So that's an issue. The Kafa Chaim writes that this whole thing is ein zakim chumra bialma. The whole thing is a chumra bialma. So one could be makel if they're very, very sensitive people about giving up on their blowing shofar, doing other or mikra megillah or things of that nature, because there are poskim that are makel anyway. But that each time it's a shaila. It's something that should be discussed each and every time.